And welcome to Audiomo day 10, 10th of June. And my back is not really burning, but it's pleasantly hot from an over 27 Celsius sun, some clouds in the sky here in Chadarchany, a small village not far from the town of Laktashi in northwest Bosnia and Herzegovina. There was no day 9 post. There's a reason for that. It's not an excuse that I couldn't hack it or couldn't find the content. It's just that yesterday we had an issue with a bit of a power cut, but also yesterday afternoon Tamara, my wife, thought there was a mouse on our driveway. We live in the countryside, so our cats go and patrol, and things like mice and rats, it's just nature, right? But she said, look at this, and she's holding what I thought was a rather large mouse, small rat, but it was squeaking away. And somebody had left what we think at the moment is a 3-week-old kitten. How it got on the drive, in the middle of the drive, we still don't know. People do drop off kittens and puppies and everything around our house. They think we're Dr. Doolittle because we have 3 dogs and 3 cats and we really love animals. All our animals are waifs and strays, in a way. Cooper, our Istarsky, and Pazavsky Gonich was from a neighbour, the hunter's dog. Linda, the oldest one, who's really on her last legs now, she came from a shelter. And little Phoebe, our recent addition, was a tiny puppy that just appeared in the garden and wouldn't go away. Not that we forced them away, but she stayed, and now she's part of the family. And of course we take the dogs to the vets and look after them and get them inoculated. We need to have rabies here. It is that type of country where we have wild animals, as I said in an earlier post, foxes and badgers and everything. People just dump them, and we have a little bus stop next to where we live. It's not a bus stop for a municipal bus service, it's where the kids of the village pick up the bus to go to school. Back in the day they used to walk 5-6 kilometres to school and 5 and 6 kilometres back. We are quite a way away from anywhere, but the municipality lays on transport. I digress. How did this tiny thing arrive in the middle of our drive? Well, the assumption is that somebody's dropped it off and it's managed to crawl up the drive. I'm not sure. If it is a human, and I do have Buddhist tendencies, then karma will sort that out. But it's really cruel. The poor thing, its little eyes are just opening up, so I don't think it's totally blind, but really lost and really scared yesterday. But we took it in, and Tam and her mother, especially her mother, who's very cat-orientated, you know, started to put things in place, and we cleaned her up, cleaned the kitten up. We're saying her. We haven't been able to find out if it's male or female yet. I'll let you know here very soon, because it's only going to be a matter of days, right? But cleaned her up and gave her some milk. Our vet is really cool. The two boys, the two young men that run our local veterinary surgery in the local town, they don't mind us sending Viber messages. And of course today you can take photographs and they can make, you know, early diagnosis or suggestions from what they see. And Boyan, who's one of the vets, suggested that we get baby formula because there's no mother. She's got to be still fed on milk. So we went into Banja Luka after making some inquiries. It's very, very expensive, I have to say. We do not begrudge the money. So this little kitten overtook everything yesterday. And I had to do some work today on an online presentation that I I do for an organisation in Skopje in northern Macedonia, but I do it remotely. So these things overtook us, and I felt that looking after the cat, the kitten, and helping Tam was most important. As I say, we drove into Banja Luka to pick up this formula, and then when she came back, when Tam came back, we found that half of the teats and everything that were inside this container were missing, so she had to drive all the way back, and it's 15 kilometres one way, so a 30 kilometre round trip. Not that we begrudge that either, so that's why there was no post yesterday. I managed to put some photographs on Instagram and a little story there, so if you follow Life in Bosnia and Herzegovina on Instagram, you'll see how tiny this kitten is. But she slept last night. She has to be fed now every 4 hours. So, you know, we did it at 12. We did one a feed at midnight and woke up at 4 o'clock. She's had another one. So she's had a good few feeds now. And she's taking to the bottle and she's purring. So I'm only assuming, you shouldn't assume, right, because it makes an ass out of you and me. But I'm assuming that it's positive news on the front. What else to report today, as well as the kitten? Oh yeah, we've just had trucks coming in dumping sand, etc., at the side of the roads, because for a year we've had major trucks rolling through our village as they repaired the town centre of Laktashi, because they had to close it off, so this was the diversion. So the municipality has kindly fixed our roads. So from a sunny Chidarchini, yesterday was, yeah, very annoying news about the kitten. Not about not annoyed at the kitten, but annoyed at how human beings can just get hold of newly born or recently born kittens and just dump them. I don't know if there were more, what's happened to them or to the mother. Tam thinks the mother may have been killed, and the little kitten managed to move on its own. The jury's out on that. Suffice to say, we saved it. And it looks like it'll either go to somebody that's looking for a kitten in the future, but I suspect, and I don't think I'm going to be wrong, that we're about to have 4 cats, not 3. Wow. I'm just looking at our grapes. They're starting. All right then, enough of me droning on. Have a nice day wherever you are. Please do stay safe in these still challenging times. And I'll catch you with something more substantial from Bosnia tomorrow. Doviđenja, ciao for now.